Joel 2 and verse number 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for He hath given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat. The fats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore unto or to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the pommer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Amen. Ain't that shouting scripture tonight? I will restore to you that which the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the pommer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. My people shall never be ashamed. Ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God and none else. My people shall never be ashamed. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. And your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Also upon the servants, upon the handmaidens, in those days will I pour out of my Spirit. I will shew wonders in heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. The book of Acts, chapter number 2. Verse number 14. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto him, Ye men of Judah, all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be it known, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and all my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit. They shall prophesy. I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 38, and Peter said unto them, Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this underworld generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. As quiet as it is, I'm stepping out on faith to preach like I'm fixing to preach. According to the atmosphere at this time, amen, we look like we're just going to keep going the same drag right this minute. But oh, for the Spirit of God to come down in this place. Stretch your hand this way. Ask God to touch me tonight. Help me, Lord. Please lay your great big hand on me. Please touch me by your power, oh sweet God. We need you like we never needed you before. We need your touch, oh God. In this meeting tonight, please help us. Stretch your hand this way. Say, Holy Ghost, help that preacher. Stretch both your hands toward heaven and ask God. Tonight, oh God, leave us not alone, but touch us. Let us feel your glory and your power tonight. In Jesus' lovely name we pray. The church said, amen and amen. Thank you all. Amen. Glad to have Brother Rick with us also here tonight. Just trust all of you get in here and help me for a little while. Deuteronomy chapter number 32, verse number 2, and the Bible says, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass. Psalm 72 and 6, he shall come down like rain upon the mowed grass, as showers that water on the earth. Ezekiel 34 and 26, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. I will cause the shower to come down in its season. There shall be showers of blessing. Hallelujah! Then shall we know if we follow Hosea 6 and 3 on to know the Lord. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, and the former rain upon the earth. Hosea 10 and 12, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord. Amen. Till He come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. Job 29 and verse number 22. After were my words, amen, they spake not again. And my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for rain. And they opened their mouth wide for the latter rain. Amen. Amen. All this is foretelling the coming of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The third person of the Godhead. He's the coming. Amen's what the prophets are talking about. Amen. God's going to come down. Amen. Like rain in the last days. He's going to pour out His Spirit. It's going to come. Amen. And it is coming. Amen. In churches. Amen. That are willing to pay the price. Amen. To get that God has got for them in their lives. Amen. It is God's will tonight that everybody in this building, amen, be saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost and power. It's God's will, amen, that I not only get finished preaching this message, for folks are crying, oh God, fill me with your power like I've never been filled before. Not just a thimbleful, as Brother Benny said. Not just a spoonful of your blessing. But God, I want to get out of the spout where your glories are coming out in my life. Hallelujah. I don't know who brought that little saying up.
Amen. I don't know if anybody's ever preached on it or not before, but I want to preach from that little phrase we use so often. Get under the spout where the glory is coming out. Well, preacher, in my life, I can't seem to find it. I can't seem to get a hold. Amen. Everybody's talking about we need revival. We want revival. But where's it at? Where's the glory coming in at? Amen. I can't find it. I'll tell you why. Amen. God's looking for some folks that are willing to lay themselves down on the altar. Amen. Sacrificing. Amen. Becoming sanctified vessels that He can feel. And tonight on this Wednesday night, hallelujah, with this beautiful crowd here tonight, I'd like for God to look down and see an empty vessel tonight and say, right there's a vessel that I can feel. He's not looking for golden vessels. He's not looking for silver vessels. He's not looking for the prettiest vessels. He's just looking for clean vessels who's been made clean through the blood of the Lamb. And God's saying, if I can find some folks who's willing to come beneath the blood of Calvary, get saved and sanctified, I'll pour out my Spirit and my power on their lives. Amen. What makes us men and women of God is not our abilities or our talents to do things. If that's what made us men and women of God, amen, I might as well give up hope for ever becoming one. Amen. Because I don't have much talent and I don't have much ability. Amen. I'm just a nobody. Amen. Over on the flood district. I mean, nobody even wants to live on my part of town. Amen. Come on now. Everybody moves. Amen. Because every time the rain comes, the river rises. And we're constantly having to move out of our homes. Amen. I even come out of a part of town nobody wanted to live in. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, God's looking for some folks tonight. Amen. And I say more than anything, God, I want it. I want your power. I want your glory in my life. Raise your hands and worship Him tonight. Hallelujah. My pastor's little boy, 16 years old. Amen. Quiet. Amen. Doesn't hardly ever do anything. Amen. To himself. You'll find him always right by himself. His oldest boy. Amen. He's just got a real, even nervous problem. Glory to God. Amen. But one night they come over to revival. The preaching drove 4 hours just to get there. Hallelujah. And the glory of God fell in that building. And the power of heaven come down. Amen. It was jam-packed that night. Chairs all up and down the aisles. Chair in the foyer. Amen. The Lord was a helping us. Amen. Right in the middle of that prayer meeting, of that revival on that Friday night, the Holy Ghost interrupted our little revival. Amen. And somebody unstopped the plug that was holding the glory. Come on now. And right in the middle of that dry service, amen, it come unplugged. Amen. And before we could even get through preaching, the glory of God fell in the building. And folks are getting the baptism left and right. Come on now. I want to tell you, oh, that we could praise and worship, amen, and glorify Him in such a way that somebody could find the stopper as a stopping up the fountain and pull it out and say, God, start right here. Move on me. I need it right here. I can't go on without it right here. Woo! I went over, I first got saved. I went over to the church where they were having revival. Brother Lynn Head was preaching on withered joy. He's not talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on now. Went back a week or two later. Brother Oscar Oakley was preaching. He preached on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So I went home, not knowing what it was. Amen. Or what it was is what I thought then. But now I say what he was. Amen. He ain't no it. Amen. He's a person. Come on now. Amen. I come home. Amen. I climbed in my little closet of prayer. Amen. Because I thought that's what the Bible said. And I got to praying and I'm talking to the Lord. And the Lord began to, amen, definitely sanctify me. Amen. And progressively kept on doing it and still doing it. Come on now. Amen. And one night I got to praying and I said, Lord, whatever this Holy Ghost is, everybody's getting crazy over. And that preacher was talking about, can I have a little bit of it? Wow! And I want to tell you, amen, it didn't take no preacher, amen, to pat me on the back, or nobody, amen, to chitter my, amen, my chin, amen, knock my chin, but the glory of God opened up in my little bedroom trailer, amen, woo, amen, with a messed up stepdaddy on the other side the wall, and baptized me with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and he's still doing it tonight. If we could just get out of that cloud where the glory is coming out. What did you come for tonight? Why are you here? What is your purpose? Why did you come to revival tonight? If you didn't want to get in, why did you come? If you didn't want to worship God, why did you come? If you come to hear this preacher preach, you come for the wrong reason. I can't give it to you as much as I wish I could climb up there somewhere and unstop it. I would if I could. Amen. But I can't. It belongs in our hands to worship Him in spirit and truth, to get together in one mind.
We live so carnal-minded during the day. We come to church. Come on now. We expect it just to push-button religion. We want it just the glory of all. Come on now. Amen. Well, we have a meeting the other week. Have meeting the other revival. Amen. Have meeting the other revival. Amen. Folks having revival here. Folks having revival there. Come on now. What about us, Lord? What about us? Come on, I'll tell you what God's awaiting on. He's awaiting on us to get so starving. Amen. And so hungry that we are willing to go to the very depths of anything to get what God has got in our lives. To say, Lord, I'm a dying without your power. Lord, I'm a dying without your spirit. I need you to fall on me. I need you to come down on me. Amen. And don't stop till every part of my being is set aflame of fire.
There's a little young woman in Brother Benny's church who is in revival. Amen. The Lord really touched her and helped her in that meeting. Amen. For 3 weeks. And she looked at me the other night and she really got in. Amen. Great woman. Good, saved, sanctified, little Holy Ghost woman. Amen. But she got hungry. She got stirred. She shouted. Amen. Quite a few nights. God blessed her. God touched her. God helped her. Amen. We was talking the other day. She looked at me and she said, Brother Greg, I'm still not satisfied. I thought, man, woman, amen, out of everybody, I thought you the one really, amen, got revival. Amen. She said, I know God helped me, but I'm not satisfied. She said, I want to be totally consumed. Come on now. I want to be totally consumed by the power of God. I don't want just some little, amen, spurt. I want to be consumed by it. Amen. I want to be controlled by the power of the Holy Ghost. And when I wake up in the morning, I feel Him fall on me. When I get up and I go about my daily activity right in the middle of nowhere, I feel Him rise in my life. And when I come to church, amen, I raise my hand and I say, hallelujah, I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. I can feel Him burning in my soul. That's what I'm wanting. That's what I'm needing. More than my job, more than my physical food. I need to get on that spout and let it totally saturate my life. I was said that God told him to make anointing oil. Place it, all the myrrh, cinnamon, half, all the spices together. The Bible said when they anointed Aaron, it run down his cheek, his face, run down his skirt. Woo! Not just a thimbleful, but it got all over him. Woo! Woo! Say, preacher, it sure is quiet tonight. Amen. Well, we're absorbing. Sister Collins says, we're absorbing it in, preacher. Keep preaching to us. We're quiet, but we're absorbing in. Well, I wish we'd get, amen, a little absorbed enough, amen, that somebody would say, hallelujah! Glory! Amen. I want to tell you, brother, when He baptized me, I was happy. Come on now. Amen. And I didn't have to tell nobody I was baptized. When I went to church the next time, woo! They noted as soon as I walked through the door. Amen. Come on now. Preacher, it ain't all in emotions. I know it ain't. But I sure do love it when it comes. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a shouter. Amen. Always been one. Amen. They say, amen, I'd shout at the drop of the hat and drop the hat myself. I loved it. Come on now. If they got revival, I was right in the middle. Amen. Whether it was here or there or yonder, just to be in the presence of God. Just to feel His power and His glory. Amen. I was in a camp meeting and a sister got up and sang. Amen. She got us singing. Amen. We was at Jersey Thanksgiving meeting. She said, what makes us every year, come on now, leave our families and come to Jersey, amen, and have Thanksgiving with a bunch of holiness people. Amen. She said, amen, they were getting ready to sing. She said, it's because we know that God's going to be at Jersey around Thanksgiving. And they said, I want to be like Zacchaeus. When I hear he's in town, I want to find out where he's at. And I want to get right. My God, I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost here tonight. I want to find out exactly where he's at. And I want to get in the middle of it. Come on here now. Amen. You know why you wanted to come visit us at Dryden Road? Because the Spirit was coming down. You know how folks have come over, amen, business here the highway. We're trying to get more of that Holy Ghost, of that Holy Ghost power. And I want to tell you tonight, you ain't got to sit on your pew, fold your arms, and keep on leaving and living a dead, cold lifestyle. Rise up and say, right here, God, right here, let me find that spot where your glories are coming out. When I got saved, I didn't want this holiness way. When that little young boy come out and asked me to pray or come to church, that sinner boy, I said, where are we going? He said, out yonder to the tabernacle, holiness church. I said, not that crazy much. They look like they fell off 1,800 wagons. Amen. They don't do nothing. They don't go nowhere. And they all walk around. Amen. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about? Woo! Amen. But I just got out of the worldly church. Amen. I was still going to the compromise. And I told you the other night, I belong to every church, whatever church was having something. Come on now, as a teenager, whatever church was taking their group there, amen, or yonder, amen, I found myself right there. I'd start going 2 weeks before they went, so I'd get to go. Until one night, when I stepped in that little country church, even the pastor's wife got to singing, and I felt that glory rolling down that middle aisle. Amen. And it got so thick, it was running over. They come by me a hooping and a hollering and a shouting and a running. When they did, I felt it come by me. Amen. And that's what made me jump up and say, whatever these crazy people's got, that's what I want. I want me some of it. And oh, for God to pour it out on us tonight in such a way that folks would jump up and say, that's what I want. More than I want my drugs. More than I want my liquor. More than I want anything. I want to find the spot where the glory is coming out. Somebody took me downtown Atlanta at midnight. That's a rough place to be at midnight. You better believe I was locked up, safe and secure. Or I'd never been down there. I rolled down my window as long as nobody was standing close by. And if I got close to somebody, anywhere from 50 yards to somebody, I rolled it up. Amen. Some of the most awfulest sights I've ever seen in my life. Amen. I'm telling you, stuff you'd only see in the, amen, magazine. Amen. Or newspaper. Woo! But I got to thinking, oh Lord, if I could just bottle the joy of salvation up, put a lid on it, go down to downtown Atlanta, stand on the corner, amen, and say, free! 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 Amen. You know the devil's glad we can't do it. Because if we could, one taste of the joys of salvation. Woo! Of what it feels like when you've tried your best. Amen. To be what God wants you to be. And the spirit fall in your life. Amen. It would put Budweiser clean out of business. It would put Milwaukee clean out of business. Amen. The drug industry would close down. Hallelujah. I want to tell you what the world is wanting. It's what we've got here tonight. What the world is spending millions of dollars for is to find the peace and the happiness that we've got. But we've had it so long, amen, that we don't treasure it and we don't hold it dear enough. Amen. That we're willing to say, oh God, tonight, let me feel your spirit one more time. Let me feel your power one more time. We wasn't much of nothing. An old, stuttering man stood up. Michael, know what I'm talking about? Brother James Hathaway stood up and he said, I want to teach their class. And he couldn't even talk. I want to teach teenage class. We wouldn't allow him to teach in some of our churches. He wouldn't qualify. Woo! But when it got down there, he said, I want to teach on the book of Acts. And we didn't get through the book of Acts, the first two or three chapters, for a year or two. Amen. Stuck. Come on now, because that old stuttering preacher would climb behind that desk, even say, "Y'all ready? Let's pray first." Woo! And we'd pray. All of a sudden, he went from stuttering even to the power of God falling on him, and him a speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives him the utterance. Come on now. Amen. And right there's where most of our young folks got sanctified and received the baptism, was in Sunday school class. Come on now, with the power and the glory of God are coming down. Hallelujah. I want to tell you the favorite part of the week was 10 o'clock Sunday morning, because we knew that the glory was coming down. Come on here tonight. I want to tell you, our abilities and talents don't mean a thing. But what can make us men and women of God is our hunger and our thirst for more of God's Spirit and more of God's power. Hallelujah! And the more you get, the more you want. The more He gives you, the more you want. Amen. The more you give up, the more you get. And the more happier you do get for getting what you've got. Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Here tonight, if you're not saved, I'll tell you, tonight would be the best night to pray through, even to see God in these last day hours. Woo! Glory to God. I want to tell you, all of self, amen, none of God. Less of self, more of God. None of self, all God. Come on now, help me while I preach. Amen, the less I get, the more He becomes. Amen, the more, amen, I give to Him, the more He gets into my life. And God's just saying tonight, get up church, get up church, get up church. Worship me, pray, seek my face. Amen, fast, lay before me. I'll pour out my Spirit and power in your life. Ministry is powerless and ineffective if we allow it to be based on any other thing than spiritual hunger for ministry. Amen. Not for just the ministry, but for God Himself in our lives. Folks are hungry to be recognized, so therefore the power is ceasing. Folks are hungry, amen, for money, so the power is ceasing. Folks are trying to establish their own righteousness by their own works, and it ain't a working. We gotta get hungry for God. We gotta get thirsty for God. And the list goes on and on and on. We're hungry, amen, to be recognition in the church. I'm so and so, amen, of such and such. Amen, I'm the leader of this committee, and I'm the leader of that committee. It don't make any of the beans what you're the leader of and what you belong to. If you ain't got God and you ain't got a hunger for God, amen, you're just a dried up prune sitting on a bench who claims to have something they really don't got. Preach, Brother Greg. I think I will. Hallelujah. I want to tell you here tonight, we're sitting around wondering, where's God? Where's the power? Amen. It's Brother Collins' fault. It's the church. Oh, no, it ain't. It's our own fault. Amen. Way back yonder. Amen. My glimpse of myself in that door. I'm the one to blame. And I'm the one that's got to say tonight, amen, not just to be recognized in the ministry, but oh God, give me a hunger that wherever I go, that your glory can come down, your power can move. Raise your hands and worship Him tonight. The more we seek God, the greater our hunger becomes for more of Him. Seek Him constantly in word, faithfully in the prayer closet, praying by the Holy Ghost. Seek Him in worship and praise. Engage your heart to seek Him until you are possessed with a zeal for God that nothing can quench but the Spirit and the power of God. Boy, preacher, amen, you're kind of different than any preacher I've ever heard. But I'm preaching kind of different than I usually do. Amen, maybe this revival is only get you ready for what's coming. But I want to tell you, we are stuck in the same place that we will be in 10 years from now unless we get a desire to change from what we are to where God wants us to be. I believe it was Brother Cox. Amen. Said, I heard he preached a message on, you ain't got to stay where you at. You ain't got to stay where you're at. You can move. That summed it up right. You can move. Told you, I'm not here to play patty cake with you. Amen. I'm not here just to preach my simple sermons and shout and leave you. Amen. I want to see a real move of God. Amen. That goes deeper. Even anything that we could ever experience. That goes beyond anything that we could ever have. Amen. That we get such a hunger that nothing satisfies us until we're full. And when we get full, amen, we say, oh God, I'm still hungry for more than what I've got already. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. And when you get to that place, you'll be saying, give me more. Give me more. And give me when you get to that place. Come on here. Amen. Tonight, if you're satisfied, you are in the worst condition that a man, woman, boy, or girl could ever be in. Is to be satisfied where they're at. Amen. You ain't got to stay where you're at. You can get up, dust the dust off of you, and say, oh God, I'm a coming back down to that altar. And I'm a coming for one reason. As to seek your face till your glory comes down in my life. Real empowering faith don't happen overnight. Real empowering lifestyles don't happen overnight. It happens 7 days a week on your face before God. 365 days a year. Heard Brother Benny preaching one time. He said, one day without prayer, you're one day behind. 7 days without prayer, you're 1 week behind. 14 days without prayer, you're 2 weeks behind. Woo! Come on, shout now. Hallelujah! That's what it's going to take to have it. That's what it's going to take to get it. And if we have to take time when folks come in to pray, amen, to get on our face and say, oh God, give me the power that I need. We are living behind. We are living below our privileges. Right. Told you the other night about a young girl, 5 years old, come to one of the revivals I was in. We was having church and they said we can't have church on. Amen, it's too close to Christmas. That's what some of the folks said. Amen. The pastor them said, let's go ahead and have revival. Back on a dirt road. Nobody even hardly knew where the church was. Amen. But it was packed out every night. Woo! Folks got hungry enough. They were willing to drive down muddy roads just to get to church. Just to get to revival. Amen. Got there. Amen. And they were so dry that they come looking for something. Amen. Come on. Going to good holiness churches. But they came. Amen. Because their church was dried up looking for a move of the Spirit of God. And God was a meeting with us. And that Friday night, Amen. Like they got in a real bad accident. No way, unless God had got us out of it. Amen. And I got him told what God had did that day. And the Lord got in, and the Lord began to help us. Amen. One little girl Saturday night, Holy Ghost fell. Amen. We was in Savannah, Georgia. Amen. And one of the boys, amen, one of them boys got on that piano and got to singing. And the glory of God came down. And one of the girls shouted to 2 o'clock in the morning, 5 years old. Tears streaming down her face. She spinned and she spinned and she spinned and she spinned and she spinned. She sat up for 3 hours the next day. Amen. She just a crying, not faith. She said, I said, Brother Gray, I looked at her, I said, hey, baby. She said, hey, Brother Gray. I said, did you get the Holy Ghost last night? She said, no, sir. I just got good and sanctified. And that's what we need here tonight. It's just to get good and sanctified. A few weeks later, her daddy was coming in the church. They have a son who's had real bad problems. And even if I get the story right, even it costs them $300 and something in about a month for that baby's medicine. Woo! One night the daddy got to church and he got under the spout when the glory was coming out. He stood up and said, God can heal you no matter where you at. No matter what kind of disease you got, God can heal you. God's got the power. Them old saints of God, they prayed till people got healed. He shouted all over the church, got home, went to give his baby that medicine, his 10-year-old boy. When he did, he said, no, daddy. You said God can heal me. His daddy said, well, baby, I didn't mean it's hard for me to believe God for you. He said, you said God healed. And if God can heal when you were a boy, God can heal me. Woo! Come on, stay with me just a few more minutes. I'm just about finished. 2 weeks he hadn't took no medicine. No problems. God had touched him. All of a sudden, he went down. Deathly sick. Just about to die. His little baby sister, 5 years old, who had got good and sanctified, was sitting on the little couch. The mama was holding their 10-year-old boy in her hands, crying. That baby, 5 years old, got to crying. She looked up to heaven and she said, Jesus, heal my brother. And her mama said, it looked like something picked her by the collar, snatched that baby girl off that couch. She ran, jumped in the middle of that bed with her brother, wrapped her arms around his head, looked up to heaven with crocodile tears, and said, heal my brother! And the Holy Ghost fell. And she shouted for 2 hours and spoke in tongues. 5 years old, as the Spirit gave her the utterance. Come on now. And God instantly touched that baby boy. Come on now. Amen. Been deathly sick. Amen. When daddy come in the next day, he was playing in the yard. All because a 5-year-old girl, the Spirit of God, got a hold of her, and the power of God touched her life. Stand all over the building. I'm finished. Why does the Spirit of God come? Why does He come in our lives? He shares in creation. He was there when God created the heavens and the earth. He was there when God spoke into existence. The Spirit of God forms the church by baptizing all believers. Come on now. Together with Him. Amen. He imparts gifts for services. Amen. And it's Himself the power for their service. That's right. Gives us the power to sing. The power to preach. The power to pray. We are nothing without His power. We can't even worship without His Spirit. For we cannot worship Him truly as He is. For there's coming a day that they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. The Holy Ghost is in you to give you victory over the flesh. Amen. To help you with your infirmities. And to inspire prayer in your life. And to give you access unto God. Woo! Whereby we can say, Holy Ghost, help us. Holy Ghost, pray for us. Sister Peggy said, I love to pray when the Holy Ghost gets on me. Because when the Holy Ghost prays for me, the devil can't understand what the Holy Ghost is saying to God. It's to reveal Christ. Sins against the Spirit that are committed by the believers. Come on now. Amen. It's to grudge Him. To grieve Him. The right attitude, amen, toward the Spirit is yieldedness. Amen, to what He wants. And that whatsoever time He gets ready, He can remove what is hindering Him in your life. You're looking at me and I'm looking back at you. In your life. What is stopping the Spirit of God from having full control of your life? It's preaching in a church of God. Preached on these lines. About the Holy Ghost. I stopped and I said, the Spirit will deal with you once, twice, and then will leave you alone. To make your own decisions. Two families jumped up. Said, Brother Greg, 20 years ago, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. The Holy Ghost dealt with me to leave. To take the garbage that I was allowing to come into my home out of my house. Said I just pushed it away and said, Spirit spoke to me again, said, that's going to destroy your children. You need to get it out. The things they see, hear, it's going to destroy their minds. He overruled the Spirit. Twenty years later, God hadn't dealt with it. Some of His children messed up, one of them saved. He said, but when you said that a while ago, God brought it to my mind. God will tell us sometimes, no, leave that alone. That hinders God from having full control. Tonight we sit in a building that's under the name of holiness. We say we live it, the sanctified lifestyle. But where you find sanctified people, you'll find the power and the glory of God. Why haven't you just been overrunning tonight? What if God gets tired of chasing you? The Spirit of God gets tired of going after you. Young girl prayed our church. Mom and Daddy not saved. She started getting sanctified and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Never been in a Pentecostal church before. Her daddy said, I will not put up with you living like this. He had tried to stop her from going to church. She had come. They'd come get her. To find me, she quit fighting and give in to him. Tonight, she's messed up. Messed up, and her daddy and mama weeps and cries because they don't know where she's at. Why ain't God having full control in your life? Never head bowed, never eye closed. My daddy says, I just try not to think about it. If I don't go to church, I don't have to reject it.